Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we have Patricia Sigmund joining us. Pat is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she is the founder of David Advisory Group. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She helps companies like yours, just exactly like yours, put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of operating and technology. Applying technology to help you find efficiencies and to become more productive and to take advantage of all those things. And she's here to talk to us about something that we've talked about on the show many times over the last several years. In fact, by another name, we've been talking about it since I started the show, and that's the cloud. Pat Sigmund, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Yes, I agree.
Pat, the cloud is something that I've been talking to my audience about since the 1990s. But only then we called it the application service providers, ASPs. And this is just it's basically internet-based resources, right? The cloud?
That's correct. Yes.
And you do a lot of work
in the internet.
Yes, yeah. You do a lot of work with your folks, helping them. And I've talked to my audience a lot over the years about how to use these things. And of course, we've seen so many. It's actually gotten to the point where it's hard to differentiate between an installed resource and a cloud based resource, isn't it?
It is, except for your access. How you're accessing
right.
it. Yeah, whether you need to have something downloaded or whether you can just, www something.
Right. So talk to us about what you've been working on.
Okay, I've just had a few conferences. I've been with a few hundred people in the last 10 days talking about the cloud, and it's really interesting. These are all business owners across the country. And when you first ask someone how many people are in the cloud, one person in the audience is going to raise their hand. It's really interesting. Little rooms of 50 people, one person raises their
hand. Right, yeah.
People.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then you start talking about what the cloud is, and everyone in the room is on the cloud. I mean, 5 years ago, people used email, but maybe it was in their office. It wasn't always in the cloud. Now it's always in the cloud.
Well, that's what I meant earlier when I said sometimes it's hard to tell. People don't realize. A lot of people, most people, I think, have no idea how much they use the cloud.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. I started mentioning to them. I mean that a few years ago they might have been on social media, but today they are on social media. They are on LinkedIn. They are on Facebook. They are in email. They do use backup services. Many of them use backup services that are outside of their office. They don't even realize that they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They have iPads. They have iPhones. They're using applications for their bank. They're paying bills. They're in the cloud. They're using all of these resources without even thinking about it. And it's then all of a sudden their eyes start opening wide, and they see the possibilities, which we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's spread. We look at our investment portfolios, even old people, young people, every people. Our bank, I've already been in my bank account this morning. I've already paid any bills I had to pay this morning. So, this is normal. It's not abnormal. Very normal.
And look, what you just said about your bank, look at the time that it saved you. It saved you a trip. It saved you postage. It saved you writing a check. It saved, there's so many efficiencies that you got by being able to bank in the cloud.
True. And then again, good or bad, it saves labor in your business.
Right.
So there's not these you know, admins that would sit there doing these tests, because you can do them fast, quick, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It gives you more control then.
Gives you more control, less cost. You are more hands-on. Like, I think it used mm-hmm. to be the goal to be less hands-on. You're more hands-on, like it or not. But it's quicker.
But it's hands-on in an efficient way, as opposed to the old way, where hands-on meant you couldn't delegate.
Correct.
Yeah.
Much more efficient, but like it or not, the days of, you know, dictating and telling someone what to do when you could do it in a second.
Right.
Or less than, you know.
And it changes many things, including the way we work, how we hire people, how we use them. And so we're going to come back after these messages and talk about some more about the cloud and the future of the cloud as Pat Sigmund sees it. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. 22. We'll be right back.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.